as you peer into other people's lives, you learn something about your own life. When you read other people's writing, you learn something about their craft that you bring into your own craft.
Aaron Stander has been interviewing authors about their books for the past 13 years. And you might not know it, but he also writes his own. From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanchura. Maybe you recognize Aaron Stander as the voice of Michigan Writers on the Air. It's a show that airs here on IPR about every 3 months and features Michigan authors and their books. Aaron, too, is an author himself, and he just released a new mystery in his Ray Elkins series.
Well, this is what the page looks like coming back from my editor.
In his office at his home in Interlochen, Aaron shows off an early draft of his most recent book. Now, there's about 8 lines of text which he's written, compared to his editor's 20 lines of comments.
That's just an example, and it goes on from there.
Aaron Stander was familiar with reading books. He was an English professor for about 40 years, but writing them was another matter. In the early 90s, he got hooked on mystery novels. He says reading them made him want to try and write one of his own. And he did, but he left it alone for about 10 years.
And then I finally published that book, and there was interest in it, and bookstores and readers asked me for a second book. So I wrote a second book thinking I would be done, and now we're on the 9th book.
That 9th book is titled Gales of November. It's a murder mystery set in the remote McCormick Wilderness in the UP, and also in a mansion on Lake Michigan.
And it uses the old sort of English mystery approach where you have everyone locked up in one facility and they can't get away.
The main character is a county sheriff named Ray Elkins. He's in all Aaron Stander's books. But like a Sherlock Holmes or Agatha Christie mystery, you don't need to have read the previous 8 books to enjoy this new tale. Each book in the series is a self-contained story.
Welcome to Michigan Writers on the Air, a program about writers, writing, reading, and listening here in northern Michigan. I'm Aaron Stander.
It was in the early 2000s that Aaron began hosting Michigan Writers on the Air. Being an author and hosting a show where he interviews authors gives him a unique perspective. He says when he reads other people's work, he brings elements of it with him into his own craft.
Through my whole career, starting as a teacher and then moving on into writing and then doing the program, I've just continued to learn more and more about how language works and how to shape language and how to shape stories. You do this for 60 or 80 years, and then you go away probably about at the time you're still learning. I feel that I'm still learning all the time.
Since the show began, Aaron has gotten hundreds of books sent to him in the mail from authors hoping he'll read their books. And he does.
Getting so many books sent to you in the mail, does it ever become a chore for you to read some of them, especially maybe some of the genres that you aren't into personally?
No, it's always fascinating. The problem for me is that some writers send books to me that are not ready to go public. And it's really hard to communicate to them that the book isn't ready yet.
Aaron says the very famous national authors have no problem getting attention. But many of the authors he talks to have tiny audiences, if any at all. He recognizes his show gives them a platform to share their voice to a larger crowd.
A lot of these books I would not have picked up and read if I didn't have to read them as in the screening process, first of all, and then to get ready for the program. But I find really startling writing at times, and I'm able to expose these writers to an audience. And that's, for me, the exciting thing.
So by startling, you mean in a good way?
In a good way, yeah, absolutely.
Aaron Stander has got a personal goal to write at least one more mystery and get his Ray Elkins series to 10. Beyond that, he has no guarantees.
Well, as you can tell, looking across the room at me, I'm getting old. I don't know. But I enjoy doing this. I've been doing this since I retired, and it's become a major part of my life.
And coming up this Saturday night at 7, there's a book launch for Aaron Stander at Brilliant Books in Traverse City. You can hear him read from his new mystery, The Gales of November, and ask him about his radio show. For more details, check out our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. This is The Green Room. Thanks for tuning in this week. I'm Dan Wanchura, and you're listening to IPR.